What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron, go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get every episode for free, right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. We're going to shift to national, some national stuff here and international stuff, but mainly progressives forming a global migration caucus. Before I do that, though, Tim has been waiting for a very long time. Tim, welcome to the program. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Pete. Great talking to you, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
If memory serves me correctly, didn't we, the people of North Carolina, vote and approve to have voter ID back what 10 years ago or better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, quick story, voter fraud. My father-in-law voted for Joe Biden in 2020. Two problems with that. He was a staunch Republican, and he died in the year 2000.
How do you know he voted for Joe Biden or somebody voted for Joe Biden in his stead?
But it, some of the family found out by, I guess, getting mail. I don't remember all the details.
Because there's no way to know who somebody votes for.
Well, they got mail, phone calls, whatever, from a Democrat party,
mm-hmm.
you know, thanks for your support, thanks for your vote, yeah. So, I mean, it's just really strange.
Right, but have you gone and checked, put his name into the voter database to see? I mean, I can do it for you if you want to give me his name, and find out whether or not, I mean, because the closest you're going to be able to come to knowing, first off, if somebody did actually vote in 2022, that'll be in the record. That somebody showed up and voted in his name. That will show up. But you're not going to know who they voted for, right?
Right.
And in 2022, Joe Biden wasn't even on the ballot.
No, it's 2020.
Okay, 2020. So unless...
Yeah.
And you said he died before 2020.
Yeah, in the year 2000.
Okay, so 20 years prior. So then he shouldn't still be on the rolls 20 years later, right, obviously.
But you can plug
his name into the voter database, into the website. You can plug his name in, and you can find out, has anybody been voting since 2020 using his name and address, right? And so you'll know then that there's fraud going on there. But you won't know if who he voted for in any particular election unless he's voting or the fraudster is voting in a Democrat primary, for example. But if he was he a registered Republican?
Yeah.
Right. Well, then he can't vote in the Democrat primaries. He would not be allowed to. So
maybe somebody changed the registration. I don't know. You know. But,
I don't know. I mean, just because you get mailers or phone calls from the Democrat Party, that does not mean that person voted for Biden. They just do mass mailings all the time. But you can and should go to the Board of Elections website, plug in his name, and find out his whether or not somebody has been voting in his name. Like I said, if you want to give me his name, you can give it to my producer off air. I'll put you on hold. You can give it to John, and I'll be happy to run the search for you and let you know. Tim, I do appreciate the call. The phone number is 704-570-1110 and 1-800-WBT-1110. The email is pete@thepetecallinershow.com. So... the debate tonight. I'm going to watch it. You don't have to. But if you want to listen, WBT's carrying it. Starts at 8:55 tonight. It'll start up at 9 p.m. I don't know actually how long they're going. Is it a 90-minute debate, I believe? So we'll see if they can actually make it that long. But I guess it's going to depend. Did they agree to sit down at a table? I don't know. Are they going to sit down at like a table or something? Because that was a point of contention. Anyway, we'll see. So I will watch it, though. I'll pull some highlights, and so we can go over it tomorrow. But I have been interested in a particular line of attack that I saw this week against Donald Trump, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. So here it is. Headline. Will Trump chicken out of the presidential debate? Probably. He's a grade A coward. There is this belief and this prediction among people in the media and on the left, but I repeat myself, that Donald Trump is not going to debate, that he's not going to show up tonight. And they've been saying this for a couple days now. And this sentiment has been making the rounds in various publications. And I'm like, where are they getting this from? That's silly. Why would Donald Trump not show up to this debate? Like, he really, really want, from everything I've seen, he really wants to be able to sit in a room with Joe Biden and just go after him. He's got so much material to work with. Have you seen the rallies? He's got a lot of material. He's been road testing it like any comic would, you know? He's been out there playing all of the different bars and comedy clubs and stuff. And so now he's going to take it to the HBO special or Netflix or whatever. So here is Rex Hupke. He's a USA Today columnist. His piece under that headline that I just gave you. And look, this is I hate Donald Trump. He's a big fat orange man meanie. I don't like him. Masquerading as some sort of political analysis. It's so silly. It is. I would say it's beneath USA Today, but come on. The breathless advance coverage of the first debate between President Joe Biden and a well-known convicted felon has overlooked one key question. Will Donald Trump actually show up? Until we see him set foot on the debate stage Thursday night in Atlanta, there's a strong chance that the former president chickens out and runs to the safety of a rally where he can comfortably air his myriad grievances and extract money from his gullible fans. Note, if you give money to Donald Trump, you are gullible. You're a gullible fan. If you give money to Joe Biden, well, you're just trying to save the democracy. Until we see him set foot on the debate stage, there's a strong chance. There's a weasel word. I'm not so sure. There's a strong chance. There's a strong chance here, people. He says it wouldn't be the first time he's blown off a debate. He refused to attend the second of three scheduled presidential debates in 2020 because he would be held virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And this year, he blew off all the GOP presidential primary debates. Yes, that is a common tactic that even Democrats do. Yeah, Sherry Beasley refused to debate her Democrat opponents. Right, if you're leading in the polls, there's no need to go debate. Right, if you're worried that, because look, if you go out and debate and you're leading in the polls, there's really only two things that are going to happen there. Right, that like, because I guess maybe you could increase your lead, but you're already leading. So the worst thing is that you go in there and you make a fool of yourself and now you're going to lose the election because of that, right? That's a really bad thing. So you don't want to do that. And the other is that there's no change. It doesn't matter. Okay, so you got three potential outcomes and two of them are not so great. Is the juice worth the squeeze? No. That's why a lot of candidates refuse to debate, especially if they're leading by large margins, right? So he now starts talking about how all of the Trumpkins are with their conspiracy theories and stuff. They're claiming it's going to be a rigged debate. It's on CNN, so it's rigged against Trump. The moderators are Trump haters. Best of all, of course, is the now gospel belief in the right-wing media ecosystem that Biden will be juiced up on some kind of magical elixir of youth. So, okay, Rex. Can I call you Rex? Mr. Hupke, your ignorance of facts does not make them not true, right? You not being aware of something doesn't make people who are aware of things incorrect. Anybody who watches Joe Biden knows he is in cognitive decline. Everybody knows this. There isn't anybody, unless they're lying to you, everybody knows this, right? We wouldn't be seeing all of the stories about Biden getting replaced and the, you know, Plan Bs and all this stuff being charted out and all that. But here's the other thing. There is actually a drug, and it is in the White House medicine cabinet. That's not me saying that. That's the former chief of staff for Donald Trump saying that. And maybe that's why Donald Trump knows that there is medication that is available to the president. Because Mick Mulvaney's aware of it. He took it. He was on Good Morning BT the other day. He does Mondays with Mick, with Bo and Beth in the 9 o'clock hour. And he talked about this very thing. And there's a pill. Have you ever seen the show or movie called Limitless? That medication does exist. In fact, it's banned in Jeopardy. You're not allowed to be on this pill when you're on Jeopardy, because it does actually help to boost your cognitive functions. So if you're the president, you're in cognitive decline, and you have to make a good showing, why wouldn't you be on this pill? Dennis says, Pete, I would like to see Trump ask Biden to stay hiding in that hangar until November 5th, because that would be the best thing he can do for the United States of America. Out of sight, out of mind. There you go. Scott says, Pete, if he needs a real boost, why not pinch off a little of Hunter's pile of coke? That's a fair. That's fair. He'll be says you want to talk about a cognitive lift. He'll be jacked up like Zelensky was on that TV interview a few months ago. Well, or like Joe was at the State of the Union speech. OK, so here is Mick Mulvaney. He was on Good Morning BT with Bo and Beth on Monday, I believe it was. And I was super interested in this because it confirmed what I had long suspected. I've talked about for years that I believe there are medications. There are things that presidents get, and probably not just presidents, but presidents have access to keep them sharp. Here's Mulvaney talking about one such product.
The line that I picked up on is the shot in the backside. They're going to juice him up. Trump has been talking about this. The Republicans have been talking about this a lot on social media in the last several days and weeks about whether or not Biden is going to be medically assisted in this debate. And I got to think the answer to that question is absolutely positively yes. I know the drugs they use. I've taken them. The drug that I took was called modafinil. I think the trade name is called Provigil. I've described it inaccurately in the past as a very, very low-level amphetamine. It's not an amphetamine. It's an alternative to amphetamines that doesn't have a lot of the side effects of amphetamines. It is a controlled substance in this country, although it is a very low level. I think it's a type Schedule 4. And other countries they consider it to be very dangerous. China, it's the highest level of protection. In Mexico, it's available over the counter. And it is a drug that is prescribed generally for sleep, work shift disorder. So if you're switching, you might know what this is like. You up every single morning for 6 weeks doing the morning show, and then they move you to the night show. And you have to change your body rhythms, right? They put you on this drug. It's also a treatment for narcolepsy. It is off-label for cognitive enhancement. And I will tell you, I have taken it, and I absolutely believe the stuff works. I had a 30-hour flight one time I was in the White House. We landed, we were 11 or 12 time zones away, and I had to go to a diplomatic event, a dinner that night, and I told the doc, I said, I don't think I'd get off this airplane by myself. And he says, look, take these. It's not a shot in the butt, by the way, it's a pill. I went, came back afterwards, and I asked the doc, I said, what did you give me? He said, I gave you a Provigil. I said, he goes, why? I said, because I felt like my IQ went up about 10 points. I did not feel high or impaired, or my heart wasn't racing or anything like that. I said, just everything was better. I was just better than normal when I took this medication. He said, actually, we've got some studies that said your IQ probably went up between 5 and 10 points.
Wow.
It's used by militaries around the world for long distance pilots who have to be alert and at the very best for a long period of time. And it's a fairly well-known drug. And my guess is, based upon the fact that I know it's in the in the medicine cabinet in the White House that this is what they'll probably give Biden going into the debate, and it's probably what they gave him going into the State of the Union. And
that's what I was going to ask you.
And that's what's driving a lot of this, was he was so good and so energetic, especially at the beginning of the State of the Union. He got a little slurring a couple multi-syllable words towards the end of the State of the Union, that I was sitting there wondering, okay, holy cow, he's on this stuff. I think it's fair. I think it's right for the CNN moderators to ask at the outset of the debate if either one of the candidates is taking any prescribed medication in order to help them perform in the debate. It could be that Joe Biden just had really good cups of coffee before his speech at the State of the Union, and he's drinking the same cup of coffee before he goes on stage on Thursday night. I get that. But I also think it's fair to ask whether or not you've taken anything. And I don't think just because you take something means you can't be any good as a debater and certainly can't be any good as president. But I think the voters have the right to know if any of the people who are up on the stage feel like they need prescribed medication in order to perform at their best. Because believe me, and I'll close with this, there will be times in the next 4 years, one of these two men is going to be president. And there are going to be times that are a lot more stressful and a lot more important than a presidential debate.
Right.
And do they feel like they would need medication at that time? I think Donald Trump's going to say no, because Donald Trump never took any of this stuff. He's a man who's just his aversion to drugs is famous. So he's not going to take anything. I know that for a fact. But I think Biden probably would. And I would recommend it that he take it if I were his chief of staff or his campaign director.
Do you think regardless of whether or not, I mean, if Biden does perform well, that whether or not he took anything, that that's going to be the Republican talking point because he actually performed well and it doesn't go with the narrative that they have created that he is not as sharp as he used to be?
You know, if you've dealt with folks who are either, you know, moving towards dementia or in dementia, they will tell you the same thing again and again, except at the very end. Like my mom, you know, she's way far gone now. She does not have good days and bad days. She just has bad. A good day for her might be where she can focus on me for 5 seconds when I'm down, you know, praying the rosary with her or something like that. That's a good day. But years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when she was sort of moving in that direction, there'd be days when she was perfectly coherent. She was the normal Kathy Mulvaney. And then the next day, she was not.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at someone like Joe Biden and say he can have good days and bad days still at this point. So there are other explanations for this. But I think yes, the Republicans are probably going to say exactly what you said. And the Democrats are going to say, no, he's just everything you've seen on TV is not true. All the videos of him shuffling and freezing up and whatever, those are all doctored. We're moving into a post-fact world. But yes, the Republicans are going to say that. But there's a chance that Joe Biden might just be having a good day on Thursday. Maybe like he just had a good day at the State of the Union. I think it's tough to convince folks of that, especially what they see day in, day out. But it's possible.
Right. So there is medication. He has taken it. The brand name he called Provigil. And I went and looked it up. The drug is called Modafinil. M-O-D-A-F-I-N-I-L. Modafinil. That's the chemical name or whatever they're called. But the brand is Provigil. He took it. He knows what it can do. And that was the first thing he thought when he saw Biden's performance at the State of the Union. And when you hole up in an airport hangar so as to create the same kind of environment that you're going to see tonight, right? When you get the setting the same, and then you spend a week surrounded by like two dozen people that are there to, you know, prep you. A week? I almost wonder if they're testing the dosages, you know? Like, let's see what happens when we give it to him an hour before. Let's see what happens when it's a half hour before, because you don't want to have them too amped up, you know? You want to have them sort of between the lines still. Anyway, so there you go. There is a drug. Rex Hupke at USA Today, columnist, mocking Donald Trump, using the cover of a column, making predictions that Donald Trump is not going to even show up to mask poorly, that he just really doesn't like Donald Trump, and he just wants to just make fun of Donald Trump and his supporters. And that's what the column does under this, you know, patina of analysis. And it's not analysis. It's a stupid prediction. Trump's not even going to show up. And then he makes these comments that are based on, he dismisses, he sort of hand waves away this idea that the debate is going to be rigged, because Trump says rigged. He says rigged all the time. Right, but you know why Trump says it's rigged. I mean, Trump says a lot of stuff is rigged, but with CNN hosting this debate that he agreed to, fair enough. However, both of the people that are moderating the debate have opined about Donald Trump in a negative fashion repeatedly for years. So it's not beyond the pale to suggest that the fix might be in, that he's walking into a 3-on-1. See, and here's the thing. People who are old enough to remember Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama, remember that one? Candy Crowley did a real-time quote fact check, got it wrong, against Mitt Romney. We're aware, people who are not Democrats are aware of the way CNN behaves during debates, and NBC, and the people who moderate these debates. We are aware of it. All we ask is for it to be, you know, fair, impartial. If you're going to hit the one guy, you got to hit the other guy, right? You don't bail out your pal, your preferred candidate. You don't come to their rescue when they're floundering away. And then he mocks this idea that, you know, he is gaslighting us, that somehow or another, it's just, again, beyond the pale to suggest that Joe Biden is going to be on some sort of performance-enhancing medication, when we know that this stuff does exist. And it is in, as Mick Mulvaney, former chief of staff for Donald Trump, said, it's in the White House medicine cabinet. So why wouldn't you avail yourself of that medication, right? The people who compete on Jeopardy would do it. That's why they banned these kinds of things on Jeopardy. So why wouldn't the president do it? And this guy, Rex Hupke, this columnist, says, oh, what's he going to be pumped up with? The super soldier serum that turns Steve Rogers into Captain America? Well, you just heard Mick Mulvaney talk about, in fact, they do give this medication to pilots, to militaries. This is well known. So again, this is gaslighting. Or Rex Hupke is a complete moron. He doesn't know what he doesn't know, right? He thinks that this stuff doesn't exist, and so therefore it doesn't exist. And rather than go and find out if this stuff does exist, he just wants to mock other people for thinking it does, and that Joe Biden might avail himself of it. What are the chemicals? Who knows, he says. Mick Mulvaney knows. So if you just ask around, you could probably find out. Remember that story? This was going back, I don't know, 25 years ago. Somebody, I think it may have been a leak, but there was a story done on, because there's like a pharmacy. There's like a congressional pharmacy. And somebody leaked the kinds of medication that are being distributed via the pharmacy. And some of that stuff was kind of scary in what it portends, which is like, you know, stuff that is used to combat dementia. Like, well, wait a minute, why do we have elected representatives? Well, they are our representatives, after all. Well, but why do we have people, these lawmakers, who are on all of these meds? Some of them would indicate that they may not be able to do their job, right? He says, the lunk-headed speculation runs from simple caffeine to cocaine to vague performance-enhancing drugs. Where's the evidence? There is none. No, well, the evidence is right before your eyes. It's eyewitness testimony. It's, I watch Joe Biden's appearances all the time, and I see him behaving in an ever-degrading way and or deteriorating way. And then I saw him at the State of the Union. And that was not the Joe Biden that is at the lectern in all these other appearances. And I had always suspected, across all administrations for years, that these guys keep crazy schedules, flying all over the world, and then they land, and then they walk out there, and they give speeches, they engage in diplomacy, high-stakes diplomacy, life-and-death kinds of stuff. And, like, I expect them to not be jet-lagged? How does that happen? Of course, look, I back in like in 1997 or 8, a friend of mine had a buddy come back from the military. He was on leave. He was a medic. And he was like, you know, I can give you an IV, you know, so if you're up all night drinking, you can get this IV and go to work tomorrow morning. And I was like, no, thanks. You know, like, I'm just going to go ahead and go to bed. That's okay. You guys have fun. But So ever since then, I've always known that this stuff exists. They got IV shops all over the place in America now. You can go in and get IVs. So you're gaslighting me, telling me that this stuff doesn't exist when it does. Anyway, many in the news media, he says, continue to presume Trump will show up at Thursday night's debate and behave like a normal political candidate. He won't, because he is not in any way, nor has ever been, a normal political candidate. He is a narcissist and a liar. See what I mean? It's like, oh, it's just name calling. That's the real meat of this, is like, I want to call Trump a bunch of names. He's a convicted felon and an election denier. He's wholly disinterested in policy and singularly focused on grifting his followers and covering his own behind. There are only a few honest scenarios that can be teased out ahead of the debate. Okay, so wait a minute. So you're saying he's not even going to show up. But at the very end of your piece, now you're like, okay, maybe there's a couple other scenarios that could happen. First, obviously, he doesn't show. He turns tail and runs away, screaming about how it's unfair and he's treated so horribly. Everyone's out to get him. A wambulance is dispatched to pick him. Like, this is what passes for a column at USA Today. This is embarrassing. Like, this is the kind of crap that you would read in a high school newspaper where you don't actually have an argument, so you just make fun of the person. That's all this is. In USA Today, the second possibility, he says, is Trump shows up to the debate and then, after having his microphone cut off a couple of times or hearing a question about his own behavior that he considers unfair, storms off the stage, creating a dramatic faux tough guy scene that he can use to raise more money to pay his copious legal bills. Okay, so first, you're saying he's not going to show. But if he does show, then you're like, he's totally going to walk off the stage. Okay, but then the third possibility is that he shows up, goes through the whole debate, acts like the oafish boor he is, hollering when his mic is off, making up fact-free nonsense about rigged elections and a Biden crime wave and whatever else passes through his spider-filled brain. Okay, so I feel like you've covered, like, all the bases here. You said he's not going to show. Then you say that he does show, but then he walks out early. And then the third possibility is that he does show and makes it through the debate. So I'm not, is there another? I mean, I guess, like, he could show up and then like have a heart attack or something, right? I guess that's a possibility. You didn't predict that one, though. Like, really, dude, this passes for a column. This is your prediction. One of three things is going to happen. He either doesn't show or he does show. That's like some Einstein level analysis right here. this is what people are reading, and people read this and they're like, I got my fix of Trump derangement today. The bar for Biden at the debate has been set so low a snake could trip over it. But despite all the Sleepy Joe rhetoric coming from Trump and his Republican allies, it's clear they know Thursday night may not end well for Trump. That's why my money is on him fleeing like the coward he has repeatedly shown himself to be. There you go. I will take that bet. I would take that bet. Absolutely, I would take that bet. Donald Trump, I believe, wants to be there. Like I said, he's been working on his material for about 4 years for this. He's anxious to try it out. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, you are obviously paying attention to the world around us. You also have really great taste, I might add. But if you haven't started getting prepared for various emergencies, I gotta ask, what are you waiting for? Please call my friends Bill and Jan at Carolina Readiness Supply, and they'll help get you started. If you have no idea how to start, they can help you. If you're an experienced prepper, they can help you too. Being prepared is just smart. We've already established that you're smart. I mean, you listen to this podcast after all. So let's put those smarts into action. Go to CarolinaReadiness.com. That's CarolinaReadiness.com, or call them at 828-226-7239. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies, as well as educational materials that you're going to need for any kind of emergency. Veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out? A couple of messages. Yes, I'm getting pictures of people flying their Appeal to Heaven flag. New Jersey John says, he's listening in New Jersey. John up in New Jersey says, Pete, the side effects of the drug Provigil, overdose of the drug can cause excitement and agitation. That sounds like the State of the Union address behavior that I observed, actually on other occasions as well. The Spectator.org had a piece by Jeffrey Lord, former advisor to Donald Trump. And he's talking about Trump versus CNN and Biden, articulating what we all know to be the likely outcome of tonight, and what we will probably see is Jake Tapper, who used to work for a Democrat, right, and Dana Bash, that they, the two moderators that CNN has selected, they are going to go after Trump in a way that they will not go after Joe Biden, and they will protect Joe Biden in a way that they will not protect Donald Trump. That's what we expect. That's what I expect. Now, I could be wrong, but that's what I expect to happen, because past performance is indicative of future results. So that's what I expect to happen. And the other day, we got a little bit of a window into it as well, where we saw Casey Hunt. She's a CNN host, and she had on the show Trump campaign spokesperson Caroline Leavitt. And Caroline Leavitt says that, quote, "I still can't believe this happened. It is really shocking just how triggering the truth is to CNN," explaining that she was simply pointing out that Trump is brave for agreeing to do this debate when the cards are stacked against him. She said, "That's all I was pointing out, the fact that President Trump is bold to go on a three-on-one fight on a network that is clearly hostile to him." And for that, she had her mic cut off and she was kicked off the program. Cassie Hunt pulled the plug on the interview because Leavitt started off by talking about how Jake Tapper has equated Donald Trump to Hitler. So, like, what kind of a fair fight do you think he's walking into here? But Trump knows that. And by the way, it's not beyond the boundaries to point this out, that the moderators maybe putting a thumb or maybe a couple extra fingers and toes, maybe a whole foot and hand. I don't know. Maybe they're just going to jump completely on the scale, right? Because she then pivots. She says, "Let's stop pretending like CNN is still the most trusted name in news. They're not. And I pointed out statements that Jake Tapper himself has made in the past. He's allowed to say them on the air," she said, "but apparently I'm not allowed to repeat them, even though it's perfectly relevant because he's the moderator at Thursday night's debate." But as Cassie Hunt made plain, CNN is now about her network colleagues routinely making disparaging comments about Trump with silly Hitler comparisons and more. And then Hunt, and presumably others, will rally to protect them from any discussion of those comments, right? Because Hunt said, "I'm not going to have you on here disparaging my colleagues," and kicked Leavitt off the air for pointing out that the moderators y'all chose, one of them has called Trump Hitler, has made all sorts of comments over the last 8 years, disparaging Donald Trump, calling him the equivalent of Hitler, if not Hitler. President Biden, Jeffrey Lord goes on to say at this piece at The Spectator, "President Biden, there has been, these are questions that one can reasonably expect CNN will not ask." So are you going to release the audio tape of your interview with Robert Hur, the special counsel? There's one question for you. No, probably not. Maybe it happens. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.